Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding an Oral Daf Ches in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, starting Halacha Gimel in the middle of Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Ilon Shenekar V'Hasela Imoy. One uprooted a tree. Together with the tree, he took out the earth, which is around the tree. Reb Chaim explains that the earth becomes very hard around the tree. So it's compared to a sela, to a rock, even though we're talking here about mud, not about the rock. If the tree could still live from the Adamas, we'll see when we get to the Gemara, I mean, that cell which is around the tree, that earth which is around the tree, is strong enough to live, let the tree live. So there's no din earth. But if the cell cannot provide life to the tree, and once you plant it into the ground, so now it's nurturing from the ground, not from the cell. So it's a new, it's considered to be a new planting, and there is a din orla. Nekar sela mitzidui. If the tree was not moved, but the sela was moved, the earth around the tree was moved, ziyazat ha-machesha, or the plower moved it, hit it, and shaked it, or sheziyazoi, or the person himself moved it, va'asoi kafri, made the sela, made the hard earth, it, like sand, very, which is what I mean, it's not hard anymore, it's very soft. If the tree could still live with the sand, so it's chayav. If it can't live with it and it has to nurture from other places, it's said to be a new planting and it's chayav and orla. Ilan shenekar v'nishtar bo yishor yish potter. You have a tree that was uprooted from the ground, but there's one root that's still connected to the ground. He's potter from min orla. V'kamiyeh b'shorish, how much should the shorish be? How large should the shorish be in order for it to be considered enough connection for the tree? What is it? We're talking about a needle of this sewing machine called metoin, the type of needle. If it's thick as this needle, so you're fine. If it's not thick as this needle, so then it cannot nurture from the ground, and it needs new earth, it's said to be a new planting. You have a tree that which is uprooted, but the tree had a brech. What's a brech? A brech is a vrocha, it's called bending. You took one of the branches of the tree was connected to the ground. So when you have a tree which is connected to the ground, you take a branch out of the tree and bend it into the ground. So the bended branch is considered to be part of the tree. It doesn't have a dinar. But once the tree was uprooted, now this bended branch is considered to be a new tree. And you have to start counting orla for the bended branch. So now, if this tree, which is uprooted, is still nurturing from this branch, the tree is nurturing from the branch, so now the tree will be like the new branch, the new havrocha, the new bending, which means it's going to start be avdin orla, because now its main sustenance is coming from this branch, where this branch is going to be a new tree. So if he went and he bent a branch into the ground, a year later he bent another branch into the ground, and so on and so forth. He's always connecting the tree to the ground. And then the original tree was uprooted, so you count orla from the time that was uprooted. Continues the Mishnah with base. Sipuk akfonim. What is sipuk akfonim? Sipuk akfonim means grafting. Usually grafting is called harkava, but harkava means in a regular tree. By vines, it's called sipuk. So if you have grafting in a vine, sipuk al sipuk, even you have a double grafting, you graft to the grafting. Even though he took that graft, that extra part, and connected to the ground, mutter, as long as it's yoinit, as long as it's nurturing for the original tree, it doesn't have a din of orla. You have to estimate if the tree has enough power to give life to this extra branches. If it has enough life, enough power, so then it's considered to be part of the tree. But if not, it's considered to be a new tree. Brecho shenifsiko v'imele appears. So now you have a brecho, which means you have this branch was bent into the ground, connected to the original tree, doesn't have a din orla. Now you're cutting the branch from the tree. So the moment you cut it, considered to be that you planted it, and now you start counting orla. In this havrach, in this bended branch, there are fruits. These fruits were not orla until now. Now the tree starts becoming orla, but the fruits are already grown, they're okay. So if Brecha shnivzikov imilei peres full of fruits. Im hoisim adayim asr. If they grew now that they were disconnected, one out of 200, so becomes asr. Because orlo is butl by 200. You need to have 200 against the orlo. So if you have over here a piece of orlo, meaning piece which is of growth, which is less than 200 of the fruits that are there, then it's that butl and it's oisir all the fruits. Says the Gemara, Mishta said the Lashon, if it can live, so then if you took out a tree with the cellar, with the earth around it, if it can live, it's fine, if not, not. So Masha, if it can live now that it's connected, this is the more no. Kini Masti's explanation of the Mishta is, if it could have lived, if it could have lived, not before you replanted it, could have lived just because it's connected to the earth, to that cell that was uprooted with it, if you can live based on that, so you're fine. If not, so then it's considered to be a new tree when you plant it in this ground. So the more of a kamiyeh b'sherish. So how much does the sherish need to be? If you have uprooted a tree, you have one root still connected to the ground, you're fine. How big is that sherish? The Mishnah says to be a certain type of needle. So the more chizki yoshua. So chizki had a question. Pochus mikan ketolashu? Meaning, if the root is less than the width of this needle, is it considered to be the tree is not connected to the ground at all? Is it considered to be tallish? Ma'inif kamino. Hishtakav olay osroi. If avodah zarah on a tree is only when if the tree is connected to the ground, there's no avodah zarah. You disconnect from the ground, there's avodah zarah. Someone was mishtakav it to this tree, which is connected with a root, which is less of a needle. Is it considered to be tallish to be avodah zarah? Koisrim olav gitin oshim. Does it have a din of a tolush that you can write in a gate? Because a gate you can't write in a mechubar. But now that you have a root less than a needle, do you want to tell me that now it's considered to be tolush you can write it in a gate? Says the Gemara, Amin Chozer b'Chizkiya. Chizkiya changes his mind from this question, and he clearly learns that less than a needle is not considered to be tolush. It's because they'd be connected. Just it's not considered to be nurturing for the ground. It's connected, not tolush. And the Gemara is going to explain in the next daf how do we see the Chizkiya change his mind. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Orlo Daf Ches.